You're listening to WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chomakili. Medicaid, Affordable Care Act subsidies, and food assistance are just a few of the programs facing cuts in the budget reconciliation bill making its way through Congress. If signed into law, roughly 40,000 people in D.C. could lose their health insurance, and it would dramatically reduce health care access for millions of Americans. It can be hard to wrap your head around what's at stake for your health. So this week for our Health Hub series, we asked you what questions you have about the proposed budget bill. KFF Health News Chief Washington Correspondent Julie Rovner is here to answer them. She hosts What the Health, a weekly podcast from KFF Health News. Julie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How close is Congress to passing this big budget bill?
Well, it would seem they were not as close as perhaps they were last week. President Trump and Hill leaders had set a deadline of July 4th to have the measure to the president for his signature after the House passed it just before Memorial Day. But the latest version of the bill unveiled by the Senate Finance Committee on Monday is causing lawmakers in both the House and the Senate some heartburn with some of its changes, particularly to the Medicaid program for those with low incomes.
How so?
Well, many moderate Republicans in the House and in the Senate were already uncomfortable with how much the House passed bill would take out of the Medicaid program, which provides insurance to nearly one of every five Americans. The Senate bill, at least as it's currently written, would reap even more savings from Medicaid to help pay for tax cuts, mostly by making it harder for states to cover their share of the Medicaid costs. It's a shared program between the federal and state governments.
Right. Let's turn now to some of our listener questions. Barbara in Virginia writes, I am a physician and health provider. I'm hearing reports that cuts to Medicaid will not only affect individuals, but also entire health systems that lose this revenue. Julie, what is the impact of these changes on hospital systems, particularly in underserved areas?
Virginia and D.C. and Maryland and around the country, Medicaid underwrites a lot of care for a lot of people. And it's not just people who don't have Medicaid who could be affected. People think, oh, well, I'm not going to lose my health insurance. But if these hospitals can't afford to do things like run their obstetrics units or run their burn units, then people even who have private insurance won't be able to get the kind of care that they need.
We have one more question from Eric in Maryland. He says, my wife and I both work with Social Security to receive our Medicare benefits. They're already deeply understaffed. We've had to wait hours at the Silver Spring office. How could budget cuts to the Social Security Administration impact Medicare, Julie?
Well, I will say I have also spent hours at the Silver Spring Social Security office, so I definitely feel that pain. Fun fact, the budget reconciliation bill is not allowed to touch Social Security. However, there are Medicare cuts in this bill that I think people are not very aware of. A lot of programs that help low-income Medicare beneficiaries get extra help that would be impacted. So Medicare is as involved in what's going on with this bill as Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act.
We did mention that there will be changes to Affordable Care Act subsidies. Tell us how that might change.
One big thing that is not in this bill is an expansion, a continuation of extra subsidies that were added during the pandemic to help people afford coverage under the Affordable Care Act. There's an expectation that more than 4 million people would not be able to afford their coverage anymore as a result of Congress not extending this. There are also other changes to the Affordable Care Act that's going to impact people's ability to get coverage and to afford coverage.
That was Julie Rovner with our partner KFF Health News. Julie, thank you so much for your reporting and your time today.
Thank you so much.